We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Damn, Ty, you made dibs this too? Got into you.
And unable to clear is Noah Cates out to the line. It's Montour. Power play winding down. Long shot. Save made by Hart. Reinhart, the rebound. He scores. A power play goal with 1 second left in the power play. Hart made the save on the long distance try from Barkov, but Reinhart able to jam it in on the rebound, and the Panthers are back to within two here in Philadelphia with 6:11 to play.
Stepping and sliding, running down on ops. I got time for
break out the goods. It is time. I've already drank one. I drank a Celsius earlier today. I'm trying to remember what flavor I drank, and my brain is gone. I can't remember.
That's fair. You know what, though? I'm actually concerned with how much you've been consuming. Leroy, are you calling someone?
It's even like 2 hours.
No, I accidentally butt dialed.
Call 911, Leroy.
No. Well, I was calling. Dude, how about this? So my dogs are roaming the house, which is always scary. And I close all the doors. So I close the door, and I hear one of the dogs yelping, right?
Yes.
Evidently, two dogs were on the bed, and the one dog doesn't jump on the bed. And she was trying to climb up because some kind of way they piled up pillows, and she was mad because she couldn't get up on the pillows.
So they were bullying that dog, is what you're saying?
No, they were trying to help her.
Oh,
you let the dogs on the bed?
Oh, Leroy.
I don't know if you and I could date.
Wow,
what is going on?
One of many reasons.
No, I didn't say one of many reasons. I said maybe that might be the reason.
That's the only reason, huh?
Oh, there's a couple of other obstacles.
Well, I mean, I think Leroy would have more reasons not to date me than I would have to date Leroy. I mean, come on. NFL football player, good looking, still built, still in shape. A renaissance man, a foodie.
Wow, are you not even going to address the part that he's an amazing person?
Let's touch on two things we really love. The Panthers and Celsius.
Yeah.
Cat talk time. Hockey fans, don't sit this one out. When it comes to game time, make Celsius a part of your play and get the energy up. Game day is fueled by Celsius Essential Energy Drinks, the official energy drink of the Florida Panthers.
Marcos, how are we feeling about that orange?
I love Celsius.
But there's a lot of oranges laying around here and a lot of everything. They seem like they're like the last
to
go.
Here's the deal. Here's what a great company does. It gives you options. Mm-hmm. You don't have to like everything, but you like Celsius.
Mm-hmm.
Just okay? Like, I don't like that grape.
Oh, come on now.
Purple. You love the grape.
I do love the grape.
That's the whole point. Options. You have options.
Yeah. Different
there's
strokes for different folks.
Flavors. There's carbonated flavors. There's non-carbonated flavors.
Which we found out this past weekend.
Yep. There's
you like what you like.
There's the packets. The packets. I get the little packets. The packets are different flavors too. That I get the old what is it called? Cranberry lemonade.
Mm.
In the packets.
If you had to name your own flavor, create your own flavor right now, off the top. Let's go. Leroy, go.
Purple and red.
All right, those are colors, but I get it. I get it. Jay Figs, what's your flavor? Go.
You know what? I can't even make it up. I just really love the strawberry lemonade one.
That already exists, but it is good.
That's
though.
A good one.
I
that's
am
good.
Not it's getting not, away from that.
Hey, I'm gonna tell you like this though.
Yeah.
The best flavor.
Yep.
Is that green apple cherry?
That one's like a second favorite. That one is. Good. I'm not gonna lie. That one was really good.
I drank
good.
The apple pear today. That's what I drank.
But it's Fiji apple.
Yeah, you got to specify.
Fiji apple is different. Fiji apple is different than green apple.
Yeah. Right,
Fiji apple is that soft, soft, gentle flavor of apple.
Mm. Yeah.
Green apple hits you. Bam! Green apple. Like green, like you know, growing up, we used to call them wine candies.
Wine candies?
I know what you're talking about.
The hell is a wine
Jolly candy? Ranchers.
Jolly Ranchers,
oh,
man.
I love me some wine candy then.
The apple Jolly Rancher.
Oh, yeah. Sour Ooh. Apple. Green apple. That's the one.
Put it in some Zima, you got something right there.
Zima?
What?
You don't remember that?
No. They don't even make Zima anymore.
But back in the day, you put a Jolly Rancher apple in a Zima, you shook it up, and you had something special.
Zima.
Something special.
Oh, because Zima is what? Like carbonated water?
It's kind of like a carbonated alcoholic beverage that didn't have a lot of flavor.
Alcoholic, of course.
Yeah.
Okay, we're getting away from the Panthers too much. They are hosting the Maple Leafs tonight. The Maple Leafs are actually in second place of the Atlantic Division, a good team. They've got 93 points this year and have won for the Boston Bruins. Winning every single game, it seems like every single night, they would probably be in first place. So the Panthers got a good chance to win against a good team and help themselves in the playoff hunt.
They're trending up.
I do like that.
They're trending up, and it's been for longer than one game.
Mm-hmm.
Right? They haven't won every game, but they're trending up, and that's what I'm kind of waiting to see from the Heat. It always seemed like this has been the first time all year where, besides the last game, mostly everybody's healthy for the Panthers.
Yeah.
They got everybody back. So let's see. Everybody's on their final run.
I like that Anthony Duclair, I'll tell you that much. I'm glad he's back with the team.
I wonder how much more difficult is it or is it less difficult to come back from a torn Achilles in football than it is in hockey? That was never an injury. Like, when Dan Marino did it, we thought it was the end of his life. Right? Yeah. That's how severe that injury was. And now it's the new ACL. Right? Like,
yeah, I have so seen many him more. I have seen him more.
It was a death sentence.
In every sport. In every sport.
I think Kobe, like when Kobe tore his Achilles or something like that, yeah. I was like, oh.
He was never the same after that.
For sure. He was also old, too.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. But he was like the last player that when that Achilles popped, that was it. Like,
yeah.
KD had it.
I was going to say, but now Kevin Durant is, he tears his Achilles every other week, if I'm not mistaken.
Wait, while we messing around,
yeah,
are we reluctant to call KD 6-8 because he's so damn good?
I am not reluctant to call it. He is 6-8. He is the fourth most injury-prone person in the NBA.
Who's?
Anthony Davis is definitely number 1 through 3. And then there's Kawhi.
What about Kawhi?
Kawhi's up there.
No, because Kawhi's not really injured. Kawhi's just chilling.
Paul George gets injured a lot,
Paul George does get injured a lot, too.
Can we put together an all-injury team? Is that what we're doing right now?
Yeah, really essentially.
Guys you don't want on your team because they're
Joel
good?
Joel Embiid is liable to hurt his foot somehow.
I'm trying to think of some other, like, Zion Williamson. Oh, my God.
Zion's a starting forward.
Zion's an all-pro.
He's out now, isn't he?
Yeah. They're going to reevaluate him in 2 weeks. There's only 3 weeks left in the season.
Boxing Finns
fans. That's amazing
because
he just signed
Oladipo.
A $200 million contract.
You put Oladipo on that team?
Oh, my goodness.
You can't put Oladipo because Oladipo, before his injuries, was all-pro and all-defense.
Yeah, and
player.
Healthy for the most part.
Right.
You can put Solana on that team, though.
Oh,
for sure.
Solana.
For sure.
Oh my
no,
goodness.
He's the coach, guys.
Yeah, that's good. Come I mean, he wears turtlenecks
oh, he's
and
the
blazers
coach.
Now.
He's
so he's a coach.
The,
he's sophisticated.
The 6-18.
He knows basketball, though.
I love him, but he went to the ER one time for jet lag.
Wait, what?
That's a little much.
I'm going to leave it at that. These headlines are brought to you by the new Palmetto Ford Truck Super Center. Why buy your truck at a car store? Palmetto Ford.
We know truck. That's information I don't need.
Seriously.
He was sick, guys. You guys, he was sick, all right? I'm sure he was sick.
The Heat, they shot
last time I went to the emergency room, my wife tried to talk me out of it, and I had a broken leg.
Yep, that's how we do it in New Orleans. I got hit by a car and refused to go to the emergency room.
What
the hell is going on down there?
I was riding my bicycle, a car hit me. I was like, oh, I'll be fine.
You just waved them off? You didn't even have them bribe you?
No, you ain't have your papers or something? What's up?
I wasn't in that much pain, and then I got there, and they're like, yeah, you have 3 fractures in your leg. You got hit by a car. I was like, oh, man, no way.
There's a warrant
for your arrest, drinking that numbing juice. That's why. But I remember one time we used to play in a poker tournament down south. What's the casino down in Miami?
Mikasuki?
High Life?
Miami High Life. And City? We played there Magic and City. Joy was there and, you know, a bunch of us would go. And Joy, on her way there, hit somebody on a bike.
Yeah, it was that guy, maybe.
Wow.
And he didn't have his papers.
Oh, yeah.
So when she tried to go out to ask if he was okay,
lo siento.
He picked up his bike and ran away.
Lo siento, vámonos. You know,
I had a similar situation. I didn't hit someone with a car. So I saw, I'm at a hotel. I look down.
Dirty laundry's being here.
Right? Now. It's not my dirty laundry, though. Well, I did possibly assault the guy. But I look down at my car because I'm like, oh, I can see my car from here. And then I see someone breaking into the car, and I'm like, wait, who the hell is in my car? So I go down there. It's some dumb, drunk kid. Rough him up.
Oh.
Go through his pockets.
Oh.
And I realize this kid is not, he doesn't have his papers. He's fresh off the boat. Barely, he was very sad, helping me put things back in my car. And I sent him on his way, but I was like, how many people are just doing dumb things without any papers? Except for the guy who got hit by a car. He was just dandy.
Trying to live his life.
Yeah.
Understand that. I do want to talk a little bit about what's happening in the basketball world. The Canes men's team played tomorrow when they face top-seeded Houston at 7:15, and the Canes women's team, they're taking on fourth-seeded Villanova tomorrow at 2:30 at the NCAA Women's Tournament. Both very exciting games. It's a big Friday if you're all about the U.
Wait, I thought they staggered them. I thought the men and the women play one day apart.
Maybe that's the first two rounds.
So because the women start on Friday last week, and it goes Friday to Tuesday, or Monday, right? And then the men start on Thursday. So are you sure that's it's Friday, right? That's right, it's Friday.
The hell just happened there?
My days.
That's a minus one, Leroy.
Minus one.
I'm thinking today was Wednesday.
Dan Day knows the days.
Yeah, it is.
That's my last name.
It's related to them.
Real quick, Jake Paul has been ordered by the Securities and Exchange Commission. I was just going to say SEC, but this is a sports show, so SEC sometimes means something other than Securities and Exchange Commission, to pay $400,000 penalty due to him not disclosing that he was paid by a crypto company by the name of Tronix to advertise the money he made with them.
Wait, what is going on here?
So the crypto company paid him to like be like, oh, look at all the money I made with Tronix, you should use it too. But he didn't disclose that he was a paid endorser. So he got fined for $400,000.
Oh, is that like when you see on Instagram, someone's like, this is a paid advertisement?
Yes, sir. You must disclose that. Leroy, you know that.
Wow. Do you know that?
Not me.
Oh, you don't know that?
I can't even get advertising at my station. How I'm going to get it around the country?
Maybe because you trash public so much, they don't want to advertise you, Leroy. But we're still working on it, all right? We are still working on it.
Listen, I'm going to tell you something.
Yes.
Uh-oh. Everybody know me, right?
Mm-hmm.
I take care. I go out. I take care of people. I do whatever I can. But if I pay for something, I don't care if I'm advertising with you or not. If I pay for something and my money doesn't go towards what I paid for, or I get a poor job with what I paid for, I'm coming in hot.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody should. We should demand that the items and things and the services that we pay for are delivered in a timely manner, and we get what we pay for.
That's the American way.
Sorry, I'm not gonna feel sorry for trashing somebody that I didn't get what I paid for. No,
that's the American way.
They ain't gonna give you the money back.
Yep.
But I think that you trash the people inside of Publix more than you do Publix itself, because that's then you would not be shopping there.
Yeah, shopping is a pleasure there. It's just sometimes Margaret doesn't acknowledge you when you're at the counter.
No, but here's the deal. and I say this to them. I say this to, I'm like, please don't say be with you in a minute when I've been standing here for 5 minutes with four people behind the counter and nobody's helped me.
That's true.
I don't want to hear that.
That wouldn't happen by the Publix's by my house, because the second they see one person waiting, they immediately open up a new register.
One would think, but I'm talking about customer service desk. I'm talking about getting a sub. I'm talking about all everywhere.
I mean, I can't relate. I think the Publix is by me.
Did you work at Publix, Jay Fig?
Yes.
Yes.
Inside scoop. Inside scoop.
And she's told stories where she didn't go as well as you would think.
Mm-hmm. She's a club member.
You know what? When? And
you
I'm pretty sure it was like my experience of me being dumb. But
a worker
like,
there.
No. But Publix, like, they have their stuff going on. They actually care about their customers. At least, like, the managers I had would go above and beyond.
Of course you'd say that.
I'm not even kidding. No one here is, like, making me say anything.
The standard is set. If they don't live up to that standard that Publix has set, are we supposed to just take it?
I'm sorry.
Because
I did this.
if you don't demand good service when you go out to get something to eat or whatever, then people are just careless. Because guess what? Now, when you go to a restaurant, they try to put the tip on your check.
Yeah, they do, and they try to sneak you. Ooh, that angers me.
Okay. They get a soft spot.
They sneak it in there, and then you're like, man, why is the bill so high? And
so,
then you ask them.
So wait. So not only are you paying for the food, you're paying for a service that you may or may not have gotten.
But they also give you the option to tip more, though. But they don't give you the option to tip less.
Yeah. I tell people all the time.
Write them, you owe me, instead of
I owe you. Here's the deal.
But negative $3 on the tip.
No, and I've said this. And I've said this, and I meant every word I said. I said, I'm a good tipper. Okay? I
believe that.
I say, but here's the deal.
You suck.
You don't work for me. You work for this restaurant. So if I get poor service, I'm not tipping. And I don't care what you say. I don't care what you do. I said, I tip well, but I would like good service. That don't mean you got to stop and drop whatever you're doing to come tend to me.
Although that would be
nice. No, I'm not saying that. But I would like you get your drink of water or lemonade or whatever, and then you sit 20 minutes waiting to place your order. That's not good service.
Nope. Does not give me the goosies, but next we'll find out if it's goosies or not goosies here on the Tobin and Leroy Show, 560 WQAM.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It is time for Goosies. No Goosies. Marcos, take it away.
All righty. If you're a avid listener of the show, you're aware of it. Dan Day, you are a rotating piece of this show. I'm sure you've experienced it a couple times. Quick explanation. I'm going to list some topics. You tell me if that gives you Goosies or not. We're going to start locally with the first one. I want to start off yesterday. Miami Heat played against New York Knicks. A lot of people in attendance for a lot of special reasons. Obviously, the rivalry between the Knicks and the Heat, but also to witness Eric Spoelstra's 700th victory. Some of those people included Dwayne Wade, who was courtside. Jimmy Butler made a couple faces yesterday, so I'm going to show you a couple of them. One of them is following a 3-point after hitting Dwayne, or after hitting a 3-point in front of Dwayne Wade. He gave him a nice little nod there. Then later on in the game, Julius Randle had some words exchanged with Jimmy Butler. He was at the free throw line. This is what Jimmy Butler's face was saying as Julius Randle's mouth was running. Boom, you got the smirk here as if you can never, like, he
love that.
Could not be bothered. And this was another one here, the boo-hoo.
Hey. Number two is definitely my favorite.
I don't know if it gives me the goosies, but it's funny as hell because both times Randall's on the other end of that.
Yep. So I'm going to start with you, Dan Day. Does Jimmy Butler's face give you goosies or no goosies?
Goosies!
Yeah, that's the right choice.
Goosies. I like trash talking, man. I like when you give it to somebody and you're in the zone and you're feeling it and you're talking and you embarrass them and they got nothing. So right there, Jimmy Butler giving me the goosies with those faces to Julius Randle.
I like it.
It's funny as hell. It's funny as hell, but I don't have the goosies.
No goosies for that?
Yeah, I just laugh. You can't. Can you laugh and be entertained and then say it gives you the goosies? It's like two different feelings.
Yeah, that's fair.
Like, those faces and how funny that was didn't give me the warm and fuzzies. It made me laugh. It was comical.
It is pretty funny.
So good.
J-Fig, goosies or no goosies?
Goosies galore.
Oh, there you go.
I am with my facial expressions. I love that.
Yeah, I agree, man. That's goosies galore for me.
Goosies galore.
I love Jimmy Butler just publicly sunning someone. I just love it, just smirking at him. He's not
it's
angry.
It's a good game when you see him do stuff like that.
It's almost like if your little brother, your little family member is just like punching your shin, and you're just like, oh, come on. Get out of here, little boy.
Tobin played Goosies No Goosies yesterday.
Yeah, he was active yesterday.
He asked me if Jimmy Butler making a three gave me the goosies. I said, Jimmy Butler shooting the three gives me the goosies.
Yeah. But then making it and looking at Dwayne Wade, oh, that was good.
I just saw those messages.
Goosies. Yeah, he was active yesterday. Coming in at number two, we all know that this is a busy weekend in South Florida basketball. But the Miami Herald recently wrote an article about the two leading coaches for these basketball organizations at the Miami Hurricanes campus.
I saw that.
This picture between Katie Meyer and Jim Larrañaga embracing each other. Does this give you goosies or no goosies to see these two winners hugged up?
It does.
Goosies! That
was beautiful.
Because here's why. Yeah. It's two people when they got here. The Canes basketball was an afterthought. Right?
Yep.
And now we talk about it all the time because of the job that these two have done.
Now we're a basketball school. Come on. Give it to me.
Come on,
March
dude.
Madness.
I tell you what, LSU has Shaq and Ben Simmons.
Chris Jackson. At the same time.
And guess who cares about basketball?
Yeah, nobody.
Nobody.
Wow.
It's football. It's the SEC.
Yeah, that's fair.
Right? So... Right. It's still a football town.
It still did give you goosies, though. You got it.
Yes. Oh, absolutely.
For sure.
Absolutely, because what these two have done to the men's and women's program, it is short of amazing. It really is. And we take it for granted that we just think anybody can come down here and improve it because this is the U. And Coach L has done a hell of a job. Katie Meyer has done a hell of a job. And kudos to them.
Agreed. Dan Day, does this give you goosies?
I'm going to be the Scrooge here and say no goosies.
Dan, how? How can this picture of these two lovely people not give you goosies? I need to
love the coaches. Love what they've done here. Looks like a photo op, man. They just happened to be in the same place at the same time and said, oh, let's take a picture. Act like we're... They don't talk to each other,
Come on.
I don't think they're that much.
You know, so I think they do.
Smile says otherwise.
I was going to say, that's a genuine smile from
Seriously.
Jim Larrañaga.
Because Coach L says he talks to Spo all the time.
Oh, that's nice.
Coach L.
So how's that not
possible? He gets around, dude.
I
like it.
If that's a legitimate, not a photo op.
Yeah.
If that's a legitimate picture where, how you been doing? Yeah, I texted you the other night. Okay, cool. Hey, can we get a picture, y'all? Oh, yeah, what's up, dude?
Yeah.
If it's legit, It's Goosey's for me, but right now it looks like a photo op, so I'm going no Goosey's.
That's fair. That's really? Fair.
Well, I would like to say
yes.
Jim Larrañaga is a lot hoarser than Katie is.
Yeah. He's been yelling for a long time.
Yep.
You think he smoked a cigar after the year?
Did you see the thing that Tobin sent with Doc?
Doc Rivers?
His voice when he did TV work?
No.
Not Why? Horse at all.
Not horse? I don't even know what he sounds like, not horse.
I'll send it to you. Yeah, it's please the do. Craziest thing.
Yeah, I'd like to hear do. Tom Thibodeau in the offseason.
Oh, God.
He's Jay horse Fig? And he got a deep voice.
Does this picture of the Canes coaches give you Goosey's or
Absolutely.
No Goosey's?
Absolutely. Yes, it does.
Nice. Smart.
And I don't think it's a photo op, Goosey's. Daniel.
Yeah. Daniel.
Gosh.
All right, coming in at number three. Not sure if you guys have caught wind of this new Michael Jordan. Actually, I should say the Jordan brand, because it's less about Michael himself and more about the actual shoe brand. Yes. It's starring Ben Affleck. A few other notable names in there as well, which I'm not even going to care to go through.
Matt Damon's in it. Ben Affleck?
Yeah,
they're back together
whatever.
Again. Getting the team back together again.
Look, they're bums for all I care. Michael Jordan and this movie, 100% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Woo!
Has not come out yet. It's, I believe, coming out this weekend or something like that. But nonetheless, 100% on Rotten Tomatoes. Dan, does that give you Goosey's?
Yeah.
Goosey.
Woo! That is as exciting as it gets. Not only is it Michael Jordan, not only is it the Nike brand, it's a behind-the-scenes look. It's going to be well-acted, well-produced, well-shot. It is going to tell you a side of the story that you never knew, probably a side of the story that might not be 100% true, but that doesn't matter because it is going to be entertaining, it is going to be fun, and it's a different take on something that interests a lot of people, whether you're a sneakerhead, whether you're a sports fan, or whether you're a Michael Jordan fan, and I just love that even in the trailer gives me Goosey's when his mom was like, well, we've never sold that many shoes or whatever. She's like, my son's never been involved in shoes before. And just, is that true? Who knows? But I'll go ignorance Goosey's. Bliss on that. Love it. Can't wait to see it legally.
Right? Leroy? legally.
To my roommate, illegally download
the Goosey's for this reason.
Yes.
This backstory has to be one of the more interesting backstories ever. Because we ain't even talking about massive shoe deals without this deal.
Mm-hmm.
And so this is the start of it all. This is the start of paying athletes absorbent amounts of money to wear shoes. And it's the right person. Nobody really knew who Jordan was at the time. Phil Knight saw something. He went with it, and the rest is history. But to understand the fight that he had to get Michael Jordan in shoes is pretty amazing because all we see is the outcome.
Leroy, Republicans buy shoes too, you know that.
That's it. That's it.
So, did I give you Goosey's or no Goosey's? Figgy?
Oh, yeah. I thought you were talking about Leroy. I don't think he actually said it.
Oh,
Leroy?
I said he gives me Goosey's.
Okay. Goosey's.
Well, you know what? I haven't seen any previews, and until I watch the actual movie, I'm going to say no Goosey's.
Wow. All right.
Because I don't really go off Rotten Tomatoes.
Wow. Okay. That's usually like the accepted standard, but I can understand if you're going to turn your back to it. No problem.
I will turn my back to it.
Now, I am impressed by the 100% rating for sure, but I mean, a movie about Michael Jordan that has to do with everything except for what he did on the court.
Which that would definitely give Goosey's once
I
watch it.
It's cool. Yeah, Michael, but like, I'm not going to be. Imagine a movie about everything except for what happens on the court. No Goosey's for me.
I would like to call the timeout.
Yes.
No. Because, JP, why are you acting like you see movies?
Do you watch movies, JP?
People have been trying to get you to see movies for years.
That's true.
And you won't go see movies. You ain't going to see this movie.
Last movie you watched.
Yes,
go.
I will.
Quick, off the top. Free Willy. Wow. That was so long ago.
I don't know. Wait, like in theaters?
Yeah, in theaters, actually.
Oh, in theaters.
Pre-pandemic, it has to be.
Oh. Pre-pandemic?
No, I mean, I'm guessing. I'm throwing a guess out there for you. I don't think you've gone to the movies since before the pandemic.
Honestly, I was kind of invited to go watch Magic Mike.
Whoa!
Why are you not going?
Yeah, no, sure. I did go, and I watched it. And
hell yeah!
I think that was the last movie I watched.
Wasn't it like the first one?
No, like the last one.
Magic Mike 2. When did that come out?
I don't care.
I think that was 3.
XXL? Oh, I don't know. Gosh, there's a lot of magic.
The last
Mike
one came out on Valentine's Day of this year.
Oh, this year? Oh, that's interesting.
I know.
Then it was last month, I guess.
You go. You go, girl.
Ain't no wrong with that.
Guess Magic Mike gets it out the house, huh?
Let me tell you, Magic Mike, the first, like, 10 minutes.
Yeah.
Beefcakes.
Wow.
Loved it?
I love that sounds awesome.
Beefcake.
Wow.
So question.
Yes.
You can't go see Magic Mike with your girl.
Oh, no, you got to. Oh, you mean like as a guy?
No, yeah. Because she'll be looking at you the entire time like, I don't see you doing that.
I've been working out.
Wow. Jeez. Dad can watch it.
So you think if you take...
Oh, there it goes.
Oh.
If I tell you,
the bites are coming off.
If I took the spoon, I would have to do Magic Mike when we get home?
Yeah. Absolutely.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You could work it. You could twerk it. Drop
like,
it and reverse
you,
it.
Mike. Got me in here doing other stuff.
I don't know. I'm looking at the cast of Magic Mike. They look a lot like the list that Dan Day was reading yesterday.
Uh-oh.
Is anyone else? anyone else noticing a trend?
Uh-oh.
I don't know.
Uh-oh. Channing Tatum's in the new one?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Basically.
He is Magic Mike.
Those first 10 minutes, that's all you see Magic Mike.
Wow.
Being magical.
Basically, like he's saying... All the dancers are intangibles.
I mean, I didn't say it.
You know what? I don't even remember. My eyes were only on Channing.
That's fair.
I'm not saying anything. Go ahead.
That is a Goosies or no Goosies, everyone.
Very exciting.
Wait, you ain't see Magic Mike and you got the Goosies, but you can't get the Goosies for the Jordan movie?
That's true.
You are something else.
What are you talking about? I saw it. I went to go see it.
She saw the live show. Movie. She's lying.
This recent one.
Yeah.
That's the one I saw. I've only ever seen that one. I haven't seen 1 or 2.
Yeah, you probably don't have to watch 1 or 2 to understand 3.
Yeah, I get it.
So you saw 3?
I saw 3.
Who does that, though? Who gets into... I guess it's Magic Mike. You know what you're there for.
Well, because I was invited, dude, like I
that's
said.
Like,
that's nice.
It, basically, I mean, can I just say, if you... see a porn, do you need to see the prequels?
Yeah, there's like 7, 8, 9.
I like to watch the trailer.
Like, why you go and see it in the first place? It's consistent with the other two.
That's fair.
Plot?
Get through the plot! Oh, the pool's backed
I'm
up. Okay,
you,
we got you.
Minutes, I feel like that is just like the entire movie.
All right.
That's all she remembers.
Speaking of Goosies.
That's true.
You don't even know what the movie was about.
No, I was just waiting for the dances, to be honest.
Fair enough.
That's about it.
That's what I go see Magic Mike.
You go, boy.
Plot development. Although, I'm sure there's a twist and a turn and some strife. And
I'm there for the acting.
There you go.
Honestly, I saw, I think, the first 10 minutes of the first one.
Yeah.
After I saw this last one.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Loved it? Hated it?
No, I couldn't wait to take it off.
Oh, gross.
All right.
So boring.
Enough is enough, but when is enough enough? We're going to talk about that next on the Tobin and Leroy Show, 560 WQAM. WQAM, Tobin and Leroy Show. Tobin is on somewhat of a siesta vacation, but no stopping us. I am Dan Day filling in for him. We've got Leroy Horde, Jay Fig, Marcos Gonzalez. Leroy, have you ever been fined or suspended by the league? I don't know. Maybe so, maybe not.
Let me tell you.
You realize that he's not
there, Let me tell you something. Let me break it down.
Nah.
When they try to find me,
I find them.
Terrible, terrible.
That was a terrible
impression.
Leroy? No way. When Leroy comes back, I'm going to ask him to rate my Leroy.
When he comes back, I don't even know if we're going to get to this segment because he's not back yet, but he also, I misspelled something in the group text and he's going off. So why don't you cover the time right now, Josh? Well,
yes.
Marcos, tell him what I text and then keep it clean and explain how the text went.
Let me tell you something. Damn day. He don't use his thumbs to text.
No, takes forever.
Dan Day.
And let me tell you something about Dan Day.
What?
That's good. Okay, because you know he does the thing where he leans in. I got to ask him now. Leroy's back. Leroy.
Leroy, please. He's trying to talk like you. He's wrong.
Rate this impression for me, Leroy. This is me talking about the text message.
Wait, let me tell you something. Dan Day.
In my head, Dan Day is crazy.
never uses his thumbs to text. He only voice to text. Dande, who the bleep is John Morant?
Hey, hey, hey. See, and, but that is nuts.
That was good. That was good. I don't know.
What he wrote. Hey.
I'm like,
can you please clarify what you wrote, Daniel?
That's what, I mean, Dan wrote.
At least just the name, the name.
What I wrote,
yeah,
was John Morant's punishment justified? We'll talk it up.
Yeah.
What I said was Ja Morant's punishment justified? We'll talk it up.
And it's funny because I heard him voice note it.
Yeah.
Before I left Morant's. This room.
Yeah, so you thought it was like going to be perfectly
should have proofread that text.
I thought he was texting somebody, which he was, at but first, like, not us.
I thought it was an NIL thing.
Well,
what do we do?
I have another dilemma.
Uh-oh.
Can iguanas hear?
Wow. Yeah,
absolutely.
Can they?
Yes.
I don't know. Have you seen
how about ears? Snakes?
Maybe.
Can snakes hear?
Got to.
Snakes.
They don't have
no,
ears.
No, I don't think so. I think they kind of function like...
They go off the smell and the taste.
Vibration? But
yeah, like you know how a shark has...
Because why do we all always tell critters to shoo?
That's true. It says snakes can only hear low frequencies. Well, because when you
say shoo, you like... Yep, see, it's a frequency thing.
Yeah, they can only hear low frequencies.
Because there was an iguana outside. Iguanas. And the dogs didn't take too kindly to it.
Ooh.
And they almost ripped the house down because this iguana was... You know, too comfortable.
Yeah.
So I opened the door and yelled, shoo, and it ran away. And the thought was, does he even understand me? Or he just was intimidated by my big and blackness and ran away.
I think he was intimidated, but I did Google it, and iguanas hear well, apparently. They have no ear, though.
Yeah, and then sharks just feel your vibrations by their lateral lines.
Is that sonar. That echolocation or whatever sonar, that's called? Yeah. Where they...
That's one thing I learned in marine bio class.
Oh.
I can say this. They certainly can hear Aquaman.
Yep.
Okay.
They probably can see him coming. He's handsome.
Oh, yeah.
Jason I would Momoa? See.
Was he in Magic Mike?
It's too hot.
You know what?
Can't afford
he should
him.
Be.
He should be.
You know what?
He should
you want
be.
To hear something crazy?
Yep.
I used to always get him, Momoa,
and
Roman Reigns mixed up.
Oh, they're me all the too. Same person.
Definitely.
Well, all I can say is John Morant was unjustly punished, and we'll talk about everything else going on in the sports world next here on the Tobin and Leroy Show, 560 WQAM.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.